There's a man behind me that doesn't have any legs, David Cameron's father.
We, London could be like this. This is something to work for, chaps. This is too nice. We need to get rid of it. We need to have a million Bamalians come to Kitsanau. Smoke indoors, like in a civilised country.
Meat and sausages and that. That'd be great. This is very good.
Hello, 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 chaps. I find myself in Chisinau, the capital of Moldova, and this is the, from what I can work out, the least visited country in Europe, the least visited capital in Europe, the poorest country in Europe. And so I thought I'd come here because I'm fascinated by the idea of what I call ethnic gentrification. I have never seen a white delivery man before. I didn't think white people did it. Chisinau is so white that even the Deliveroo men are white. My mind is blown, and I've only been here an hour. As the West collapses, then, of course, intelligent people are going to start fleeing the West and certain parts of the West, for obvious reasons, and come to places that have preserved under permafrost certain European ways of doing things. So far, very nice airport. Only one of the sets of loos was flooded. Easy internet, no messing about, no signing in, no having to just a straight away internet. The roads are not good, really like a kind of a small child's roller coaster. I'm just in that phase at the moment of stage one culture shock where everything's fascinating. People are seeing its potential and kind of getting in there while they can, you know, buy up while the stock is low, basically, and hope the stock will rise. And the stock will rise as Western people discover what apparently is quite a safe country. I mean, and start fleeing the chaos and civil war in Western Europe for the peace and stability of Chisinau. Gordon Bankrupt reckons this place is ghastly. I stopped my impression so far. There's some quite nice buildings. The people seem to be quite friendly. They're very unused to foreigners, though, and the taxi driver apparently was saying to my translator how chuffed he was to have an English chap in his taxi. I get the impression, chaps, that if you're single, it might be quite easy, and you're English, it might be quite easy to, Anglo-max.
You chose a really good day to explore.
So many people seem to leave this country, as I understand it. You've stayed. Why?
I didn't stay.
Oh, you left?
Too, yes. Where I went to visit my dad.
So where do you live?
U.S.
Oh, OK, that's why your English is... Oh, right. That's the common thing to do, then, to leave.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Nice chatting.
Bye-bye. Did you get that? They're friendly. They're like Lithuanians. Oh, by the way, I was in the newspaper to show you that. There was some chap who took my photograph and then surrounded it with English language newspaper and printed it out. What was that? There's a man behind me who doesn't have any legs, David Cameron's father. Let's have a look up here. Yeah, Border Bankrupts has given this place a really bad rap, and he didn't come to this. But isn't it amazing to be in a capital city, and almost all the people in the capital city are from that country? It's not like a third of the people in the capital city are from that country, or half. Almost all the people here, or maybe the vast majority of people here, are from that city. So there's a sense of togetherness and communitas, whereas we'd have in the UK... just riot by now. We just have Notting Hill riot. How many rapes have there been tonight? Yeah. I bet none. How many stabbings tonight? I bet none. It's an extraordinary, and this is a capital city in Europe. Extraordinary thing. Well, we were standing by those teenagers, and I was deliberately talking loudly about rape and murder and stuff, and I was hoping they would. They would chip in. Yeah, that doesn't happen here. It's better.
My mom, name is Elizabeth.
Aha. Does your mum have a big ginger wig and a crown?
Mama died of coronavirus.
Mama my heroin mumari. I mean my heart. Mama my heroin mumari.
Her mother is having a big heart.
She has a big heart.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Because I was concerned for a second. You said you were going to say she had a heart attack. It would have been upsetting. Good. Well, excellent. She's lovely. She's lovely. It is pretty lovely, isn't it? Look at all this. Did Border Bankrupt see these flowers? I'm going to make this film like the anti-Border Bankrupt film. So do they have a Southern European attitude towards alcohol? Because I have it's like dark already, and I haven't seen any drunks. This is what should be happening in the centre of London on London Day, but it should be Cockneys wearing Pearly Queen folk costume and singing Cockney songs. Like, maybe it's because I'm a Londoner. London could be like this. This is something to work for, chaps, to work for. A large folk music concert in the centre of one's completely English city. It's something to strive for. There must be a vocal subgroup within this country that is saying, no, this is too nice. We need to get rid of it. We need to have a million Bamalians come to Kitsanau to enrich it. It's a traditional Moldovan hat. What does he want for it? I think about it. If he was sensible, he'd charge about £100 for this. This is for the men. But I would genuinely like one of these. Assuming it's reasonably priced, which it won't be. To Moldovan folk music outside Parliament. It's not a thing that I've ever experienced before. People playing rock stroke folk music outside. Hello, outside of Parliament, with a miniature Arc de Triomphe in front of it. This is a fascinating place to park. It's this man, and I haven't seen any Somalians make war fun, not a single one. The same ancestors, the sense of family, a sense of the fight, a sense of something to strive for. I need to find a girl to dance with. Gypsies, I guess those are gypsies. Now, there was an Orthodox priest earlier, chaps, that was blessing the uncooked pork. I wonder if I could find him and get a blessing. Oh, this is the more, okay, say, so here, look, this is all like the posh end. This is slightly posher barbecue. General feeling. Yeah, okay, I'll have some of that. Like meat and sausages and that. That'd be great. This is very good. If they had this in the middle of London, this is like the Oxford Street of Kitsanau, and I can't see this working. I'm seeing gangs of a certain demographic grabbing with their hands food and running away. That's what I'm seeing would happen in Oxford Street. But this is not Oxford Street. This is whatever this street's called. And there's a very beautiful palace behind us, and everyone is queuing and behaving themselves. And I'm thinking to myself, as a Londoner, what is the variable? And I'm going to think about that while I eat my dinner. I have a bit of rib. Rib. There's hardly any litter, even considering what they're doing here. Basically, a load of meat, one of these things, this, some sausage, whatever, so... Some meat on some bread. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is very nice. It wasn't that cheap. It was 15 euros. The amazing thing as well is that this is Chisinau, Moldova, and it's Moldovan food. If this was English street food, it would obviously be from anywhere. except England. They wouldn't be selling pork pies or Scotch eggs or anything like that. They'd be selling Indian food, but this is Moldova. It's just Moldovan traditional fare. So it's so hard getting used to this. A city and a people, maybe poor compared to the UK, but they have a sense of themselves and who they are, and they want to preserve it and keep it going. And this includes in very minor things, such as their food. This is some Moldovan sausage. Spicy, and good sausage. And this is, appears to be a pepper stuffed with onions. Sauerkraut. A pepper stuffed with sauerkraut. So I am going to enjoy this. So, yeah, bored and bankrupt. He doesn't know bugger all about this place. He never experienced food like this. He never experienced a festival like this. And apparently people in small villages, because when you're a small country, you're very concerned what foreigners think about you. Apparently even people in small villages here have watched the Bored and Bankrupt documentary on Kitsanau and on Moldova. So I ought to write that wrong, because I'm enjoying it so far. It looks very nice, the buildings are beautiful. And you couldn't do this in London, because you'd be robbed. The last place that is pure. Smoke indoors, like in a civilised country. I just saw a lady smoking a cheroot in a dignified fashion, and I could smell the very lovely aroma, the very congenial aroma of cigar smoke. I get the impression this is Kitsanau's swankiest bar, and it's in the roof of the Radisson Hotel, and the doorman is Indian, that's how swanky it is. And you're allowed to smoke indoors here, which is a breath of fresh air. Bad metaphor. It's a breath of carcinogenic air. But even so, I quite like the aroma. It reminds me of Christmas in the 80s when I was a kid. I was just living in a free country where a chap's fundamental right to smoke isn't taken away from him. So I think that's good. We've moved indoors away from the City Day party. And in general, I've been saying before, Bored and Bankrupt has given this city a very bad rap, and I think if he ever comes here again, they should tar and feather him and parade him through the streets. At the very least, because he's been... I don't know what part of Kitsanau he was in. I was expecting holes in the pavement, dog shit, you know, like England. Like Whitechapel. But it's not like that at all. No, it's interesting stuff. I mean, there are stray dogs, but otherwise, it's weird because they also seem to love their dogs. And there was a man walking along, no homo, carrying his dog within his coat, zipped up so he could keep warm. It's very lovely. And they say Europeans are cruel to animals. So I've been enjoying it so far. If you enjoyed this outing, you can watch the full 2-hour film over at my Substack, The Jolly Heretic. There you'll also find a roadmap of future films we've got lined up. And you can join the conversation with me there as well. Links in the description. Come over and have a drink with us.